is Nicole Whitney, News for the Soul, life-changing talk radio from the uplifting to the unexplained. And it's a great honor to have you on the show tonight. Welcome, Deepak Chopra.
Thank you.
Yes, this is Uri.
Hi, Uri. It's Nicole Whitney calling News for the Soul. Welcome to News for the Soul, Robert Allen.
Thank you, Nicole. It's great to be here with you tonight.
Why are you here? We're talking to Carolyn Mace about Sacred Contracts, one of her many best-selling
News for the Soul phone lines are now open. Call in now for a free intuitive reading on the air. Dial 646-595-4274. That's 646-595-4274.
Next on News for the Soul, More Than Existing with Corrie Thorne. Corrie is a mystic, psychic, medium, and more. Author and creator of the More Than Existing book and self-actualization coaching program, Corrie channels the wisdom of the ancestors and the divine. Her mission is to make every voice and face matter, for we all have the same light within. She brings the guidance of love in the spirit world, so we here may experience in the moment with awe, wonder with faith and not fear. Please welcome Corrie Thorne back to News for the Soul.
Hello. So good to be back and once again, and looking forward to today's show. I am not sure if I have Nicole here with me as well or if I'm here alone, but I feel like I might be just here alone at the moment. So I am going to begin.
Can you hear me now?
Oh, now I can hear you. There you are. I'm like, I'm just going to begin talking. And I'm like, I know Nicole is out there. I can feel her in the distance.
Yeah, pushing buttons like crazy. Sorry about that. Yeah, it's going to be one of those weird days.
Apparently. I was going to say, it just goes with the energy. It just goes with the energy.
Now, that was a new one. But there we go. I'll just let you know we've got a few callers hanging on. And after you're finished introing and doing your thing, let me know and I'll bring them on for you.
We're good to go. I just want to mention a little bit about, you know, some of the energy that's coming up is the ability to kind of play with our minds and like imitation versus the truth of our own, you know, ability and our imagination to be able to create, and how there's some sort of shift that's happening where we can start to really build in our own imagination, you know, that kind of heaven on earth type of energy. So, so I'm very interested to see how that unfolds. I feel like it might come up in some of these readings today, and purity is the other energy that I have, the sense of pure mind, pure heart, beginning, new beginnings, rebirth. So. I'm interested to see. And I was channeling this through before we started today. And I'm like, oh, it obviously somehow ties into our today's show. So let's see where it goes. So let's speak to our callers and we'll see what we got coming through.
All right. Let's find out. Area code 203, your first in line. What's your first name? Where are you calling it from?
Hi. This is Connecticut. I'm wondering if you could... and I'll call back the our connection is terrible.
Okay, yeah,
okay.
Going to say,
back in.
I think you're saying okay, I'm gonna call back. Thank you.
Yeah. Like I said, one of those days.
Now, it is one of those days. I can hear you perfectly fine.
Well, let's go to the next caller and see what's going on there.
Okay.
Interesting. Let's go 415 next. 415, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, this is Anne in New Mexico.
Hi, Anne.
Can you hear us, Anne?
Yes. And you as well?
Yeah, we can hear you just fine. Yes, we can.
Good.
Okay. So what
I haven't
question?
Called into the show before. So what do I don't know. You just give readings? Or would you like a specific question?
A question, preferably, because we got such a short span with each caller. So if you have a question, and then anything else is coming up, I can let you know.
Yeah. The intro said mediumship. Do you give also mediumship questions?
We'll see how that fall. We'll see how that rolls in while we're in here.
My question is about what does this September look like for me? It's a lot of options open, and even with living and where I'll be working.
Lots of opportunity, lots of change.
Yeah.
Right? Okay, so you really tie into the card into the energy of the card I was talking about earlier, rebirth, purity. So I feel like some things are new beginnings for you, and here's going to be the key for you moving into September, not to compare it to the past situations or similarities. This is going to be whole new experience. Remember that you will have similar emotional feeling. I'm feeling your emotion. And so you will have similar emotional responses that you're going to connect to, but don't refer them to the past. It is new. And sometimes we really sometimes we really connect what we have in the unknown as similar to a past experience. But the unknown is a place of where it's a different feeling and it can feel anxious, but yet that anxious feeling can possibly be an excitement, enthusiasm. But when we when we're always like waiting for something to go wrong, or we get caught up in the pressures of life, we sometimes forget that new experience is for you to fully embrace. So there's something very beautiful about this new experience, and it's all going ahead. Everything is charging forward. You're in a time of transformation. You're in a big time of change. And it's like, but this new experience is for you to really embrace. So I have to ask you this. Who of the past used to be like someone who kind of would put that sense of insecurity in you, or say, oh, are you sure about that? Kind of like cause you to doubt yourself. Or is that yourself that could do that to you?
It's myself from my parents, because they just grew up in the times of traditional, of you have to do the same job for 30 years and wait for pension. And I've never worked that way. So I think my parents didn't force me to work in that, but I'm sure they put that worry still.
Yeah, because I'm going to say that thought keeps coming in. I'm like, no, you're too fully embrace these opportunities and experience that are coming. It is like, see it as a whole new experience, a whole new energy. If emotions are like ancient, right? Like we have them and we connect to them, but the language we use with those emotions is what you need to expand out, right? If we have a little bit of feeling of being afraid, sometimes that afraid is also in excitement, enthusiasm, is that I do have these wonders and these curiosities that are coming up, but yet I'm looking forward to it. So it's like you're holding, it's like you're giving birth to like a holding on to this newborn baby energy of a new life. So this feels like it's like a second life, like a beginning of a new life for you and new opportunities. And you're to step into it with absolute confidence that you're doing the right things for you. And it's good. And it's, I feel like this actually begins in August. I know you said September, but I feel like it's beginning like the middle of August, like really the energy is really shifting by that time.
Yeah. I'm actually taking a very long road trip, and I'll be in August going back to where I grew up and getting actually cleaning things out, like cleaning out my storage unit. And so, yeah, so definitely that is starting.
Okay. Cause yeah, I'm like, it's not September, it's August. And that's when it feels like it's beginning. So
I just know what I'm doing in August. The difference is I have a plan in August. I don't even have a plan in September.
Yeah. And September's plan is in the divine plan, not in your plan.
Yeah.
It's working.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's work. Exactly. And it's working out because everything is in motion. So all you have to do is start the movement.
Got it. Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. I'll keep listening.
You're so welcome. Thank you. All right. so I don't hear Nicole again to get in our next caller. But also, Anne, if you're still listening, Anne in New Mexico, please do keep us up to date. Let us know what's happening in September. I will still be online. I'll also be on the show in September. So, yeah, let us know what's happening. And so while we're waiting for Nicole to get in, this is so ties into the energy that we do.
Okay,
there
I found
you
a different
are.
Button now. Jeez.
That's okay. Okay, I'm going to tell you what happened to me. I went down to get water before I came up, and I'm like, got my water bottle on the little button in the fridge, and it just fell out of my hand. And the whole bottle of water just went across the hardwood floor. And I'm like, oh, crap, like 2 minutes before we're supposed to start. I'm like, it is everything that is trying to say, oh, you shouldn't go there today. You shouldn't do this today. But we got to keep pushing through the energy.
Yeah, something's messing with us. Well, we're going to mess right back. Take a minute.
Yeah, we're going to mess right back. We're just breaking through. Okay.
203, it's Pat. She's back, I think.
Hey,
yeah,
I'm glad you're messing. And thanks for letting call back. I hope, I don't know if you're comfortable with this question or not, but my dog of almost 15 years, I had to help pass 3 days ago.
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Thank you. I'm just wondering, he was surrounded by me, my son, my sister, which was unexpected surprise. We were all giving him a lot of love. I'm wondering if you could tell what he was taking in then and what he's taking in now.
Oh, he's absolutely filled with love, tail a wagon. And there was a gentleman who met him on the other side. I don't know who was in your life that used to love dogs or had a connection to dogs but is also connected to you. But he says, there was a gentleman here for me.
Is he grandfatherly or fatherly?
He feels very loving, fatherly to me. Now, that's, you know, and I'm not diving deep into that person, but I'm just feeling the energy of like more on a fatherly side. Like he's being very, almost like he was like patting his legs or clapping on his hands, like, hi, come here. And so he knew he was welcome.
Oh.
Yeah. And so you're not okay. The dog is, your dog is quite fine, but you're not okay. And you're not supposed to be okay. It's okay to it's okay to not be okay. And I feel your energy. I lost my cat last week as well, my 14-year-old cat. So I know exactly what you're going through.
I'm sorry.
But it's like, oh, thank you. But you're not meant to be okay right now. It's okay to not be okay. You can be in experiences, so you can be happy for your beloved dog that no longer living in pain, no longer like lived a beautiful life. But you can also allow yourself to grieve. And also be happy to know that they're not in our grief energy. They're not in our pain. They don't have that. It's like there's a freedom, very angelic.
Oh, wow.
Very angelic, very beautiful. There's a total freedom to be free that is there. Now, did your dog have a thing with leashes, like not like to be on the leash or try to walk you or something?
Oh, I'm going to laugh so hard. Literally, I'd say to him, Chance, for 14 years, I've been telling you not to pull. Why are you still pulling?
Because the dog just said, ask her about the leashes, and she's going to know exactly. And it's going to make you laugh because it was true. It was just like from beginning to end, and now I don't have to wear a leash over here.
I know. I was thinking that today. You know, he was abused, and had fear aggression, and someone said to me, I said, why, when I've, you know, made him feel so safe, why is he still pulling on me? And they said, because his body is still traumatized. His body's trying to run away. So,
yeah,
I, you know, near the end, I understood why he kept pulling. And today I thought, no more leashes. You can run and run.
Got no more leashes. He doesn't have to wear a leash. And I'm like overheating. I know he's here. And it's healing for you now. That's the key, is there has to be like healing for you. And so I have to ask you this, and I know we're talking about your beloved animal, but what is it that you're forever kind of yearning for? What is it you're always seeking and searching?
That's a big, heavy answer. This is silly, but when I was a child, I used to dream all the time of swimming underwater. And I'd go to the pool and almost choke myself to death, so I finally trained that out of me. But when I was told I couldn't be a mermaid, I basically lost any enthusiasm for life. That sounds so bizarre. I said, I'll be a cowboy. And they laughed and said, you can't, you have to be a cowgirl. And that's literally, at such a young age, there was nothing for me after that.
Okay, well, I'm going to tell you something, because I just heard your guides just say to me, you can be what you yearned to be in your imagination. See, and there's the imagination. I knew there was something of imagination coming up today. And it was like two things. So the last, Anne for the last caller, and you for right now, Pat, are the two energies that I had coming up before I came in. And it was imagination. And it was like, why can you not in your dreams, in your state of being, even if you got your feet in the water or you're in the bathtub, see yourself as mermaid. See yourself as, and mermaid is a realm energy. And so that is something of like other lifetimes, but it's also in the realm. So it's in your personality. It's in your identity. You're innate. It's in your soul for you to be this. And so all that you have been forever yearning for, you can be it in, you just got to see it in a different way. And it's not too late. And I just keep getting, it's not too late for you to be that with that which you truly want it to be. And stop letting that narrative, that story, it is now time for this to be healed for you so that you can let yourself finally be able to embrace life and to fully come to life. And that's what your dog wants for you. You gave your dog a second chance at life and you gave your dog life. And now your dog wants you to live life because there's a whole world in imagination that is waiting for you to just let yourself go there. Let yourself go there in your dreams. Let yourself go there. We can transcend our thoughts. We can transcend our human. You have spirit to really, truly live from your spirit, come to life, and let yourself have fun. So I'm actually wearing I'm wearing a set of mala beads, and the stone is actually called it's mermaid. And so like this. Yeah. And so it's literally, and I went and got them a little while ago, and they got three little dolphins on them. And so in the mystical realm and in ways in which you decorate your life in your home, you can get things and have things that are very mermaid like so that you can live within your mermaid energy, because you're here to, you have the courage to go to those places. You have the courage to dive deep and to see and to know. And so, do it through, this is like your childlike imagination. It's time to bring it back online.
This is lovely. You said one thing like three times. I thought you said it's a round energy, or I'm in a round energy. I don't think I got that word right.
Okay, no, I don't. And I don't remember what I said because I'm channeling.
Okay,
you have to go back and kind of listen on the repeat again to get what I, whatever it was obviously something that maybe you need to hear again in the message. And so the wisdom that comes with this is you get to decide your desired outcomes in life.
Yeah.
Right. It's your decision. So if you continue to keep yearning, you're always going to be without. If you start to believe you already have it and that you can create it, it's already there. I am that. I have it in my dreams. And this is where you start to create more of the beautiful things you want in this life. And so a more positive kind of outcome for good things unfolding in your life moving forward.
Well, I just want to add to confirm, today I was thinking there's really beauty in grief. I'm going back and forth. I'm all over the place. Yeah, I was feeling the beauty of it. And I thought, well, what's the beauty? And the word came up, yearning, just like you said.
Aha, there you go. See, and there's this, and so grief is ultimately the ultimate level of love, right? It's love amplified.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I'm so glad I got through. This is helps my heart a lot.
Good. Thank you for calling back. I'm glad we got you in. We're glad we got to speak with you today. And come back in again. We'd love to hear from you again.
I will. Will. I love you both. Thanks a lot.
Love you. Bye.
Thanks, Pat. Bye-bye. Take care.
Thanks,
we're here
Nicole.
For
Thank
you.
Thanks, Nicole.
All right. Let's see. How are we doing for time? Pretty good. Excellent. Let's go to 707 next. Seven, what's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Valerie, California.
Hi, Valerie.
Hello.
Hi.
And do you have a question for us today?
I do. I want to see if you see me working by September. And if not, do you see an increase in finances coming?
Right. I feel like you were on a bit of life, the universe has had you on a bit of a pause. And on that pause, were you caring for yourself somehow? Were you supposed to be doing some self-care, some self-love?
Probably. I've been caring for a lot of people and doing a lot of things.
But
now I have to get back to, I need to increase my finances because there's things I need to get done.
Okay, because I'm feeling a lot of care around you. So you've been caring for a lot of people. So right now it's not the time. Don't rush to time. Be patient, and things are really truly going to work out. And so it's like don't head back before you absolutely have to, even though you know you have things to pay. Things will work out, and the money will be there. I feel like just breathe. Just step back and breathe, Valerie. It will come. It is coming. You need to just don't get caught up in the fear stories. And, of course, worry don't bring us anywhere. They want to be, what I'm kind of getting told here is that there's the one thing that you have to do before so that you don't just kind of end up in a job that's not really for you. Is that you have to open you have a wide open heart for everyone else. You do not have an open heart for yourself, and that you have to open up your heart for receiving so that you can get into the flow of receiving all of the good things that kind of the universe has for you. And so opening up your heart and not be so judgmental on yourself, you're hard on yourself somehow, so that you can receive the good things because they are out there, and it is waiting for you.
Okay, I was looking at a job. I was looking at a job, and it's part-time. They've reached out, but I haven't responded as of yet. And it's in a field that I used to be in years ago. So, yeah, I do have a little fear about it because I haven't done the job in a while. So. I don't know if that's going to be a hindrance or anything like that. It's in a clinic setting.
Yeah, so I think you have to really just open your heart and just say, you know, if the universe is providing for me, I'm here to receive it, and I'm happy to receive it. And so because there is some sort of balance that has to be in play here, and it's the balance of that giving and receiving, right? So you give, you give, but if the universe is giving back to you, you have to know that you're safe. You don't have to know that you're safe to take it. So, that you're safe to take. You're safe to step into it. And I feel like it is only temporary. I feel like there is something more like of bountifulness coming in. I feel bountifulness coming in around you. So I feel like it's something that would either have more hours, more money moving forward. But opening your heart and letting in.
It has a sign-on bonus with position.
Okay. Because I'm like, yeah, I feel like there's money, like there's a bountiful energy coming in with it. So you're safe. It's like, just let go of your fears. Let go of your fears and don't fear being you. You know what you're doing. You know exactly what you're doing. Who you are, the experience you have, everything that you have behind you is kind of more than enough. But you have to remember, though, you have to care for yourself because you have been caring for everyone else. It is time for, like, make sure you make, and sometimes that is socializing. Sometimes that is getting to work and socializing with people and getting in new circles. And
right. So, that's what I'm feeling as well. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And why not? Right. And if it and if it doesn't work, something else is going to come along. Because
I think it probably will work because it's like I said, it's only like 2.5 days a week, manageable.
It's the job that gives you balance right now.
Right. It would give me balance. Correct.
Yes. And that's what we're seeking. We're seeking something that still gives you balance because you're not fully, your energy is not at the point of going back in full time to something right now. And,
no, I wouldn't
and
want
to do that. Right. And the key is balance.
Right. So do you actually see that coming to fruition by September?
Yes. I don't see you going in like immediately.
Right.
I feel like it definitely has got some weeks ahead that we're seeing this happening. It's not right today or tomorrow or next week type
right.
of thing.
Right. No, it would be weeks down the road. Yes.
Yeah. So I feel like it probably would be the end of August, beginning of September.
Okay. And do you see that I would do well in that position?
I see you'll do well
wherever
you are. Wherever you are, you will do well. That's just, you have that charisma about you. That's in your innate. You have this little sparkly, little shine energy. And so wherever you are, you do well. And because you have this kind of take charge kind of energy, but not pushy.
Right. Mm-hmm.
It's leadership skills. You have a natural ability for leadership skills without being pushy, without being, you know, abrupt. You have this innate ability to step up and into situations and to be able to deal with any challenges that are even coming up and to be able to take on something new and learning something new and doing something new. So you have all that it takes within you. It's the ego's desire to take us back to comfort of doubt within ourselves. But you don't ever doubt yourself. You naturally have that ability. You'll
right.
be just fine.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you.
Yeah.
I'll call
you're
you
so welcome.
You know when I start. Okay.
Yes,
thank
please
you.
Do.
Thank you, Nicole.
All right. Am I still here?
You're still here, I guess.
Yeah.
Anything automatically now. All right, let's try to take another call. Well, we can. Let's go to all ones. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Uh-oh. All ones. Yoo-hoo. I think you've got us on mute or in the pocket or in the middle of something personal.
Yeah.
All right. I'm going to give them a chance to
nothing.
Get themselves sorted. All right, let's go to 647. Area code 647. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from? Uh-oh. Okay, I'm going to give you this email question to amuse ourselves with while I hit refresh on the board and see what's going on. Okay, so this is from Michelle in Ontario. She wants to know how she can get her abundance flowing on a tight deadline fast.
Oh, slow down on the fast deadline. Like, I'm serious. Like, it truly is that rush, that essence that, you know, we're working on the clock of the human clock that we actually have the ability to be able to slow down time, right? That we see things at the deadline being the way that it needs to be, see the flow of abundance at the time. And it's like we just, you have to stop looking at the human clock. You have to stop looking at what's kind of restraining the energy and see as at the end, stepping into the deadline and the time of the deadline, being there and feeling the essence of all has arrived. All has arrived. But you got to start believing in that. And so the connection is to stop looking at what needs to be done, stop being caught in the mind and step out of the mind and step into the possibility outside the mind. Step into the heart. I'm seeing steps here, so I'm like, I know we're stepping here. And so close your eyes, place your hand upon your heart, releasing all that is in the tension, and just feel yourself, Michelle, just breathing into being, feeling, not seeing any outcome, but just feeling at the deadline that everything has worked out, this flow of abundance is there, all has arrived. And just keep repeating the mantra, all has arrived, all is well, whatever you want to use, but that all has arrived, all that is needed has arrived, I have arrived, all is done. And everything that you just let that flow into you, your breath slows down, you're out of the mind, the fear leaves, and you just step into you and just know, and then baby steps. You can only do what you can do in a run of a day, but it's like you can stop the time and just stop the time that feels like it's rushing and just saying, it's all working out. It's all working out. So get away from the clock and the time and looking at the time. Don't look so much at the time. Look into the feeling of feeling the accomplishment, feeling it done. And with that, you can apply that to anything in your life in such big ways, but it takes practice. So you have to practice that every morning. You have to create that flow and abundance. And so removing time and space. There's no space between you and the desired outcome, and there is no time. And just collapsing that time, it just is, and all will be well. And so then come back into the center of you, back to the heart, feel it, see it. And that's how we start to do this. But it's a practice. You've got to practice this. And it is going to be well, just to let you know.
But it was, makes sense. And was well put. We're still working on the board here. So, you know, if you want to dive deeper into that, or if something's coming through for the collective, this would be a good time to get you chatting
about
that.
Okay, let me go to the collective. I just finished recording and posting the YouTube energy update for the weekend. So let me go to the collective energy. And so we have Venus in retrograde. We also have the nodes that just shifted. And so we have the nodes, North Node, I believe, went in, and I'm not an astrologer, just for anyone who, I read energy, I work in that area. And so as I see these shifts in the North Node going into Aries, and I think the South Node is in Libra, is that this is a change in the tides, like a change in times. And we also have this retrograde of Venus. And so it's like at the slowdown of the love story type of thing, and really recognizing love. And I say there's the power of love, and then there is the love of power. So a lot of the energy is, when we look at love, a lot of love stories is built on what we tell ourselves or how we are manipulated by our own fears, our own insecurities. So we accept things in life just to not to be alone, or we accept things just because we don't want to be outside of the circle of people. We don't want to be, so we just, you know, we don't want to be the outsider. So we just say, we just go with things. They are what they are. And that's when we stop being able to see true light, because we don't want to be separated. But what we don't realize is that need to meet those unmet, so-called unmet needs divides us. And it divides us from true love. It divides us from the essence of our soul and the divine. And it's like when we see something, or we just go along with something, or we just accept that, oh, well, you know I've seen these red flags, but that's okay. Because, you know, that's just not who they really are, or that's just not the way things are. And it's like, yeah, no, that's what you're being presented with. And when you're being presented with something, to not to be divided from love sometimes is to step into saying, I need to look at this deeper. I need to face this. And so you may have past experiences that are rising up. You may have your own repeat cycles that are coming up right now, and looking at it and say, you know, true love doesn't divide us from ourselves. We don't have to lose ourselves. And this sense of self is first finding self. and back. So it is a rebirth energy. It is going to bring us back into a sense of purity within our hearts and our minds and our souls in some way over a period of time. But, you know, we've got to be doing the work. We got to recognize that the difference between being divided and being a part of, right? So if we just want to follow suit, but yet your gut is telling you something else, you've seen all the flags, you feel it, you know the imitation, but you keep going for the other, is that you'll always be in a divide, a separation from self. And this energy is slowing us down to give us the opportunity to really look, to really question the imitation light, to question the being manipulated by fear and motivated by fear. That's been so conditioned to us from the time we were young. It's like, oh, if you don't do this, if all the other kids laugh at you, whatever it may be, you better wear this, because if you wear what you want to wear, you know, you're going to be the joke in school. And then you're like, but I really wanted to wear it, and everything in my heart was telling me I wanted to wear it, but you didn't want to be laughed at, so you didn't wear it. And we're being seen again, like a vision of those experiences, to really look and say, who should I have believed in? And what should I have believed in? Your body never lies. So my body is telling me something, has been telling me something, yet I have not wanted to really accept that. I brush that off, and then I wonder why I have these challenges. I wonder why I feel like I'm struggling. I wonder why I have these weights on my shoulder. I wonder why I'm in the wrong kind of relationships feel wrong. It's because we're not in the right place in our relationship with ourselves. And when we step back into that relationship with ourselves in such a beautiful way, is that love often sees sometimes endings, changes, healing, growth, development. And that means that we can still be celebrating, happy, but also still recognizing that, oh yeah, this is also, it does come at a cost, and it costs us the things that are not working for us. And do we have the courage, the spiritual courage, to let go sometimes and have faith? And I don't mean let go of everything in your life, but let go of our stories. Let go of how we tell ourselves these stories, even though, or we accept these stories, even though it doesn't feel right to us, just because we don't want to get in trouble, just because we don't want to be left out. So the lack of, you know, you want to be accepted, you want to feel safe. But yet, it's not safe to be away from ourselves and not be able to trust ourselves. We are here now to come back into that energy of being able to truly live free, loved by our divine essence, and live from our soul. And that's some of the energies that we have right now. And because we're squeezing through, breaking through the old energies, is that it feels clumsy and clunky, and because it's been with us for so long. So we're meeting the challenges. The ego's desire is to get us back to the old brain, right? To take us back to that place of, you know, you're safer back here. Just come back into this. This will be the safest place, even though it's not the healthiest place, the happiest place. It's not working for me, but it's so-called safe, but it's not really safe. So this is some of the energies that we actually have, that we are working, that we are traveling through right now. Makes sense? Somewhat?
I think it makes sense. And what's not making sense is our switchboard today, but let's see if we can get another caller on for you.
Okay.
845. Anybody there? What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, my name is Maria. I'm calling from New York.
Hi, Maria.
Hi, Maria.
Hi.
You have a question?
Yes, please. I was lost a ring inside the house, my wedding ring. You think I'm going to find?
Oh, sorry. I got some static. Was it a wedding ring you said?
Yes, yes.
Okay, and you lost it within your house?
Yeah, I think they got to be inside the house. I don't know where. I got a couple of months. I was a looker because I was busy, you know.
Okay. For some reason, I can't, what I'm seeing, I'm not seeing a ring. I'm seeing a flower. I'm seeing, like, flowers, like a multitude of colors. So, like, whether it's a pattern of color on material, or it's like a bouquet of flowers or something. And I feel like somehow that's might be where the ring may be. So it may be in an outfit or something that you had that has colors, like that is like floral colors, or it is beside or hidden within something that is tied to flowers, connects to floral. And that's what I'm seeing. It's not the ring itself I'm seeing. I'm seeing these florally patterns. So I don't know if you were wearing something and you took it off and put inside of a shirt pocket or a dress pocket or something like that, or if it's in a drawer or somewhere like that.
But apple and drug, a piece of the furniture, all of the drug, they got a look and not find nothing. I take it off everything and not find nothing.
Yeah, because it's not in a dark place, so it's not inside of like a drawer. I don't see it inside of a drawer somewhere. I see it like it's wherever it is, there's color and there's still light shining on it. So there's still light around it. I don't see it inside of a drawer somewhere. I see it on that's how I'm seeing it. So it's whether it's, you know, you're going to put something on, you haven't worn in a while, and there it's going to be, or if it dropped down inside of like, or if it's beside like behind like a vase or...
Now I got you imagine a flower. And maybe I was to take away my dress and put it on top of the sofa. And the sofa got red in the flowers. And maybe they fall down on the side, inside the sofa. You know what I mean?
Yes.
That's
yeah,
I got to look.
Yeah, have a look somewhere like that. Because I do see it. I feel like it's still around. I don't think it's gone. And it's still there, but I keep seeing the flowers. So I feel like it's somewhere like that for you, or I see it somewhere like that for you, and there is still light shining on it somewhat. So,
yeah. But
yeah.
It was my diamond ring and my husband, I give it, you know, my husband passed away. It's important to me, you know.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, okay, give me another question or no?
Okay, go ahead.
And you see me, I got it water. I was having water on my roof in my house. All over the sun, it was raining very hard a couple of months ago. I see the water falling down in my living room. I got in my house right now, very, very mess. I feel like a sick, depressed, everything. I got a panel, you know, the panel is solar on the roof. Then I want to take away my insurance. They say they got to do it. They say they got to do it. I got to put a lawyer. I know even I can find a lawyer. I don't want to get the case. I don't know what I'm going to do. I want to
okay.
go in it. I don't know if I can go or not.
So just say to your guides and your angels right now, to your loved ones that are watching over you, like just say, thank you for making my plans work out, because I feel like they're going to bring you the assistance that you need to fix the things that you need to fix. And so the assistance is there. It is on its way to you. So the right person, the right things are on your way. Just say, just like confidence, right? Like, thank you. Thank you for sending the right people. Thank you for sending the right things my way.
You're making me very happy. You're making me cry. You're saying right somebody's going to help me out. Thank
yeah,
you.
Yeah, and you are so welcome. I just feel like it's there for you. And yeah, and just, you know, use the power within you to also know that you can express your gratitude. You know, expect those miracles. Expect things to work out for you.
Right. I was afraid I wanted to go in Italy, but I don't know if I can go or not. Can I figure it out?
You never know. Let's do one thing, and then you never know what else is on its way to you. I feel like you got great, you're welcome. There's great power in you. Use it to manifest those things for yourself.
Thank you so much. God bless you.
God bless you, Maria. Thank you.
It's my day. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Bye-bye.
Thank you.
Thanks, Maria. Thank you. Keep in touch, Leslie. Know if you find it. And I'm going to go to an email here from Irene.
Okay.
Irene is in New York, and she wants to know what you see for her for new opportunities for business or finance.
All right. I just seen a package, and I don't know what the package will mean for you, Irene, but I just seen a package, like something being delivered to you, something that's coming into you. So the package may be an offer, an opportunity of like a contract for you to sign or something like that, or an offer, but I get offer. I see an offer coming in. But I did also ask my cards, and I did get a welcome abundance into your life. And that, you know, you got to hold on to faith, though. It's easy to go to fear. Faith is harder to grasp onto. So fear is easy. Faith is harder. And so holding on to the faith that things are working out, because I feel like you've kind of been up and down. You've been riding the waves, Irene, like back and forth, back and forth. And praying from the heart. There is a woman that's with you, by the way. And this woman that's with you, I feel like she's an elderly woman. She's older. I don't know if she used to wear roller sets or perms. And I know Irene can't answer it, so we'd love to get an email back from Irene about this. But there's a woman. I feel like she had like roller sets or permed hair, and she'd have it set. And she would have it set. And she was she was strong in her faith. Like she had strong faith. I don't know if she had like rosary beads or what this is, but she was very tied to her faith. And she just says, you just got to stay in faith and just know, pray to us, and things are really going to work out for you. But there's an opportunity on its way, and abundance is on its way to you. Like it's in your energy. And so there is beautiful things, and there's something that's going, and that faith is also a part of you healing any of the financial challenges. You got to be careful, Irene, of how you speak to yourself about finances. And, you know, if you always say, I'm never good with money, or money is, you know, I'm always struggling, you really got to you've got to get in harmony. Get in harmony with the finances and with the money stories. And, yeah, I'm interested to know who this woman is around you, because I just see her and she's like, just pray. She's got her hand on her heart and she's just telling us to just, you know, your prayers can move mountains. But you've got to stay in faith. You just don't give us what we want. It gives us what we need. And I feel like what you want may not just be enough for what actually is coming in for to meet the needs. And so you dream big. Ask for big things. Be bold. Be bold. It's beautiful. You've got a lot of support around you and a lot of love around you to really bring you into a new time in your life. And it's going to be beautiful to see it unfold for you. So thank you. Thank you for the question.
All right. Let's see if we can get another phone line working. 914, we're coming to you. What's your first name? Where are you calling in from?
Hi, it's Catherine from New York.
Hi, Catherine.
Hi.
You have a question?
Yes, please. Okay. I'd like to get work projects in the, in the hopper. And I was wondering which one I should tackle first, I guess. Well, tackle's a hard word, but you know what I mean. Get going. I have one that starts with the letter W, one that starts with the letter A, and one I'm doing with someone else that starts with the letter S. I was just wondering which you
number
feel.
Number three.
The one. Really? Okay.
Yeah, number three. And it was before you even start giving me the letters. Before you start giving me the letters, I wrote down number three.
Wow. How interesting.
Yeah, and it may not be your favorite.
Yeah, you're right.
And the reason why number three first, because it's not your favorite, is that it sucks the energy a little bit from you being able to put your all into the things that you actually, the projects that you actually are more passionate about. So get that one out of the way, move that one forward, move that energy out so that you can put all of your enthusiasm and energy into the ones that are absolute priority for you, that feel different for you. See it as energy.
Wow.
Because it's the energy that's affecting it.
Wow. Is it too because the person that I'm doing it with, like he's like more technical than me, so I'm kind of like I'm learning that side to help my others too, like, because because he's nice, but he's a little bit like rigid.
Which is a stagnant energy, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. Yes.
And
it's
so,
taken like so long, like even the smallest things like take like eons. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So yeah, get it out of the way, get it done. You know, use what you've learned from it and move on to the projects that you know you can kind of bang out, get them done, and you'll have the energy to do them, and you'll feel inspired to do them, and you'll also have some knowledge to do them. But I feel like you'll also, like, really, truly be able to trust yourself doing these other projects, that you can put your stamp on them, your identity on them, the way you would like to do them. So this one first.
Thank you. You're amazing.
Thank you, and you are so welcome. And, yeah, we look forward to hearing from you again.
Thank you. God bless you. Thank you. Thank you so much, both you and Nicole. Thank you. God bless you. You're so welcome.
God bless you. Bye-bye.
And with that, we've got 2 minutes to the tippy top. Time for some shameless self-promotion.
Okay. I have a workshop, an online workshop coming up for the Lionsgate Energy, which is August the 7th and the 8th. It's in the evening. It's online. It's recorded. You can go to my website, which you can find on the News for the Soul website as well. And it's CoreyThorne.com. And that one is starting August 7th and 8th. It is a Lionsgate activation. It is about the woo-woo. It's fun. And so I would love to see some of you join into that one with me. Also, I have my Oracle cards. So my Everyday Goddess Oracle cards are now available for purchase. You can go onto my website. You can flip a card for the day. You can test them out, try them out, and then purchase your own deck. They're only available on my website. So they are under the CoreyThorne.com, which you can find on News for the Soul Radio. And then I have my first book, More Than Existing Revised, and my More Than Existing Lightworker Certification Program is starting up in September, and there is a bonus for sign up early, a $500 off, and all my prices are in Canadian, just so people know. And then you can purchase my second book as well, My Truth of Existing Beyond Reflection, and you can purchase a trio pack. My books are available on the website and on Amazon, on all Amazons. So that's all that I have happening. But if you would like to, like I said, go in and try out my cards, give them a go. And also, I just posted on my YouTube video, and you can find all of these links. They're all posted on News for the Soul and CoreyThorne.com. I just posted my weekend update. So if you go to my YouTube channel, you can subscribe. There's constant updates. And there is two new meditations, a sleep meditation and a healing meditation, and you might be inspired to use both of those, and they do really work for you. So that's what we have. Have a beautiful weekend, and thank you, Nicole, for joining me again today and getting through these challenging times.
We did it. Yay. Thanks, Corey.
We did it. You are so
welcome. Well.
Thank you so much.
We'll see you next time. Corey is all linked up at News for the Soul. .com. We're back with more shortly.
Hear all of our previously aired broadcasts of News for the Soul online at newsforthesoul.com. Now let's get back to the show.